Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Forever Young. I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielpour.
And thank you so much for paying attention to what we have to say. Hopefully, we're educating some of you. We've got some great feedback in emails and things like that.
Absolutely. Today, we got some good stuff to talk to you about. This episode is going to be a lot of fun because it's been all over the news lately. So let's see.
Yeah, listen, cool sculpting is the topic. And I think what we need to really do is deconstruct the entire science behind it, talk about the indications for this, the potential complications, and the ridiculousness of what's happening in the news. And so, you know, everybody's heard about Linda Evangelista, and, you know, there is no disrespect to her whatsoever. But the one thing that we have to always throw out there, when we're trying to cheat the system, you're trying to bypass diet, exercise, and things like that, there can be potential complications.
Right. And those complications are really, they vary from person to person. And the interesting part about cool sculpting and its complication rate, it's so low that to come out and say that somebody's been disfigured from cool sculpting is very, very unusual and really improbable.
I think it's definitely overplaying it. And, you know, and I understand being in the spotlight and you used to be a supermodel. And so the idea is that your body is really what sold, made you money and things like that. And she's an absolutely beautiful woman. I think now, obviously, when you get a little older and you have some of that fat that's a little more difficult to get rid of, it's not unreasonable to use some of these non-invasive technologies. And that's the whole goal. I mean, right now, obviously, we compare everything to surgery because it's reproducible. We know what to expect. And even there, we have complications. And so the idea is using some of these newer technologies, whether it's heating up the fat, freezing the fat, you know, doing something, dissolving the fat, there are potential risks.
And absolutely. So, and for us to speak about this, is, in my opinion, probably, if you want to listen to somebody, listen to us, because we've had this machine since the inception.
Yeah, we were some of the OGs.
We were the original guys that actually talk to other people about it. We would give lectures about cool sculpting. Now, the nice part about it is we are plastic surgeons. We're not dermatologists. We're not family practice physicians. We do liposuction. We do tummy tucks. We do it all. But at the same time, a lot of people come into our office and they say, I don't want to undergo the knife. I don't want to have a procedure done. Do you have any other options? So for a patient that doesn't have time, doesn't have the downtime, doesn't want to undergo any type of surgical procedure, which obviously, like Dr. Lakey said, is the best way to achieve your goals, there are a variety of other options. And today, we're really going to take our time and talk to you about cool sculpting and kind of discuss with you how it works, what you can really expect, okay? This is the truth behind all of it.
Definitely.
It's not magic. Nothing is magic. It takes time. It may take multiple sessions, and we're going to go over it. So I think let's start with maybe, you know, talking about the science behind it.
Yeah, brilliant technology. I mean, these were Harvard researchers from 2005. It was actually an affiliate program of Harvard. But these particular researchers noticed that children who were teething that used popsicles tended to develop dimples. So it was something called popsicle paniculitis. And there was something very similar in adults. It was for equestrians, horseback riders who perform, and a lot of it is in cold weather and inclement weather. And so they noticed that the buccal region of their face or a portion of their face was extremely gaunt regardless of their body shape. And so it got people thinking, saying, all right, well, wait a sec. We didn't necessarily cause tissue destruction, but at the same time, it caused the fat cells to either atrophy or die. Now, this technology slowly was born from there. And the entire idea is that the freezing point of fat or the destruction point of fat is slightly higher than skin, muscle, bone, and all the surrounding tissue. And so that works out in their favor. So this company, originally started by Zeltiq, merged with J&J, now a company called AbbVie, and it's been around for a long time. I mean, we've had it, I think it's 12 years, we've had it for 10, or 11 years, yeah. And we've had it for 10. And the entire science behind it is there are applicators that are placed onto areas of the body, and whatever fits in that applicator, and these were confirmed by ultrasound and imaging studies, that it actually reduced the amount of fat on average of 20 to 25%, which is relatively significant. Again, you've said it before. We're born with the number of fat cells we have, billions, and they either grow or they shrink. Now, this is permanently destroying fat cells. So what it does is it takes down the temperature anywhere between 39 and 41 degrees. And what that does is it creates, it doesn't freeze the fat cell, but it takes it to the point of no return. It essentially turns on a signal that leads to apoptosis and the body which is programmed cell death, and the body clears it. So it's almost like your immune system sees that as foreign, and then you gently just excrete it out.
And people always ask exactly what he just said. Where does the fat go? Like, where does this fat go? You're going to freeze the fat and it's going to go away. But Dr. Lake, you just said it. You excrete it out. So it's, just regular sensible losses, whether it's sweat, whether it's urine, whether it's feces. You just get rid of, and you'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. We get rid of fluid all the time. But this fat, it freezes and it melts and we get rid of it.
And I think we heard that it likens to a one French fry a day that goes into your system and then you excrete.
Yeah, I love French fries.
So the great part about this is that, again, 20 to 25% on average reduction of whatever can fit in that applicator. And you start seeing the results as early as 3 weeks, sometimes a little sooner. But usually we say you perform multiple treatments at 4 to 6 weeks because that's really how long it takes for you to see the results.
Yeah, and we always say final results at 3 months. Mm-hmm. So at 3 months, we'll bring people back and take pictures of them. And most of the people that we've had over the last 10 years that have done this are so fascinated of how nice this works is they say, wow, that looks great, but I wish it did more. Mm-hmm. And that's the key behind this. You know, it's not liposuction. We can't just sit there and take all of the fat out. It only takes a certain amount out. And like Dr. Lakey said, which fits in the applicator. And one of the very common questions is, so this applicator, where can we place it? What areas of the body can we use it for? Can you use it all over? Now, interestingly enough, when we first bought this machine and it was brought to us, they wanted us to be what's called the key opinion leaders in this field. We were plastic surgeons, so they really kind of felt that they could trust us to speak to other physicians about this machine. And in the beginning, we said, let us try it out. We want to see how it works before we start talking and giving our kind of recommendation to other people to get this machine. After a little bit, we realized it was fantastic. And when we first started it, there's only a few applicators. And the original application for Cool Sculpting was the love handles. Mm-hmm. And if you lived in Los Angeles, everywhere you went, there was a big billboard that said, you know, don't lose the love, lose the handles, or whatever it was, freeze your fat.
Of course.
And you know, Grant Stevens really kind of took it and ran with this. And then now we can pretty much treat everywhere, mm-hmm. from the neck down to the inner thighs, to the lateral thighs, to little fat pockets that are above your breast, to the back rolls, to anywhere you can basically conform this applicator to, you can treat.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, if we look at, I'll just break it down for you a little. If you look at who's a candidate for it, pretty much anyone. It's really for those who do not want to undergo a surgical procedure, are either not medically or psychologically a candidate for this, for surgery. This is a great alternative.
It really is. And like he said, say you want to do it and you just aren't medically stable to have an operation.
Sure.
You can still do this. And it really doesn't do anything. And then we'll talk about complications later and talk about Linda Evangelista, but let's kind of keep going on what else people can expect and how this works. And
sure.
If I came into the office, how does it work for us, for me?
Yeah. The interesting part is that the original Cool Sculpting legacy took, you know, it was an hour or 50 minutes or something like that. Now we have the Cool Sculpting Elite, which is 35 minutes, has two applicators. So we actually have two machines, so we can treat four different areas at the same time, you know, in 35 minutes, which is significant. So imagine a 20, 25% reduction in a love handle in 35 minutes. Plus you can put it, you know, on the inner thighs, or you can put it on the lower abdomen or things like that. The good part is that now they have different, hand pieces or applicators that can pretty much go from head to toe.
Absolutely. I mean, you can treat the submental region, which is the neck. You know, one of the biggest areas that people have complaints about when they come into the office is the neck. And in the beginning, we didn't have it. CoolSculpting was great, but you can only really treat the abdomen. And we only had one machine. So you treated one area at a time. It took hours. Now you can come in here and do your whole body in a day and leave. And it's really fascinating. Now, it's not inexpensive, but compared to surgery, it is. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things where you have to always risk kind of your, you have to weigh your risks and benefits in the sense that, okay, do I want immediate results and have a little bit of downtime and pain? Or do I want to wait a few months, maybe have to do multiple procedures, may even have to spend a little extra money, but I will still have nice results without any downtime and pain.
Yeah, what you have to look at with newer technology is exactly this. Surgery is a specific price, depending on the physician. You are trying to bypass undergoing the knife, having a prolonged recovery, and by in doing so, obviously the price may add up to the same thing as surgery, and sometimes it can be more depending on the amount. You have to imagine, we just got done saying 20-25% average reduction of what fits in that applicator. Surgery is more like 80%. You know, we don't remove all the cells. When you do start doing that in surgery, then you have rippling and contour irregularities and things like that. But the idea is, if you're going to bypass surgery and have this type of alternative, plan on repeating these treatments. Because again, if you need a 75% reduction in of your fat, well, doing it once, obviously, just do the math. It's not going to work. So the idea is, we pick target areas, some that are really difficult to get rid of. And usually it's love handles in men, it's the saddlebag or the lateral thighs in females, and the lower abdomen in both. And so can we do, as Dr. Daniel Poor said, can we do the neck? Yes. Can we do the bra fat, which so many women complain about, just, you know, just in front of you know, the arm right by the shoulder? That little puff right there, and people say, "Ugh, it absolutely drives me crazy." Well, we have a perfect applicator for it. Second, we can go down. You can do some of the chest in men. You can do abdomen, flanks, outer inner thighs. And the interesting part is that there are essentially three different types of applicators. One is, imagine it vacuum sucks the area into the applicator and then it freezes in 20-25% reduction. The second is that there's a very small applicator, and that one's used for refined areas. That's under the chin, the bra fat that we talked about, tiny little areas that drive people crazy, sometimes the inner aspect of the knee, you know, all different types of areas, but more precise. And then there's one called the Cool Smooth, which is a larger pad that essentially even is for thin people that just want to improve the appearance of abs and thighs and things like that, but it covers a slightly larger area.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Dr. John Lakey at Forever Young. Hope you're enjoying the show. Dr. Daniel Poor and I will be back after a quick break.
And again, the beauty of having CoolSculpting in our practice or in a plastic surgeon's office is very different than going to a med spa, because what ends up happening is we evaluate you, and we're very honest in the sense that if we think that you're going to need 50 cool sculpting procedures, it's probably not a good idea, guys. You know, just do lipo. And that's the nice part about it. We can give you all of the options. And that's why we originally got this machine, because it was an adjunct to surgery. However, it never replaces it. Keep that always in mind. This is not a replacement for surgery. It does help. And people that are in good shape, and I like to always say this to even my liposuction patients, it is for diet and exercise resistant fat. It is not a weight loss procedure. Hear me out, guys. Everybody hear exactly what we're saying. We're not weight loss doctors. We are here to contour your body. Mm-hmm. And CoolSculpting, it is a beautiful way to contour the body for areas that are diet and exercise resistant. And that's why when it initially came out and we treated flanks, it was a big deal because they would come in, men, women alike, that had great bodies, but they had a little bit of extra juice right in the flank. And you treated them and it gave them the perfect outcome. Now, if you're somebody who's let yourself go a little bit, and that's okay, it happens to a lot of us, coming and doing CoolSculpting is not going to get you back to where you were 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, Linda Evangelista, no offense. But if you just let your body go, hormones take over, women that get older, yes, there are a lot of hormone fluxes that do change the way your fat is distributed through your body. And this is not the way to change it. And then with that said, we'll actually go into the room sometimes and say, instead of doing 50 treatments and spending a ton of money, why don't you just do liposuction? You'll get a better result. And that's one of those things that you need to kind of weigh what is actually better for you.
You know, the interesting part about both non-invasive and invasive procedures for the abdomen, let's say, as you age, remember, we've said it before, after the age of 18 or around 20, you lose 1% per year of collagen and elastin. The skin quality slowly loses the reins of the horse. And so what does that mean when you reduce the amount of volume, aka fat? What's going to happen to the skin? Well, there are some studies that show that there may be a slight tightening effect from the actual procedure itself, but is it going to be enough for you? Now, that's when we go into the potential complications. So, you know, I've seen some of the craziest headlines over Linda Evangelista saying the cosmetic procedure left her brutally disfigured and that she alleges she's unrecognizable after getting the popular fat reduction technique. I mean, listen, I would argue that to most, she, because had gained some weight, that she was unrecognizable. This didn't affect her face. Now, again, no disrespect. But the idea is when it comes to the body, we can't say you're unrecognizable because, you know, most of the time it's within clothing. But there are two main complications that can occur. And one is a lot more frequent than the other. So one is contour irregularities. Imagine you have an applicator that can only take in a certain amount of fat. You now have reduced 20 to 25% of that area. Well, what happens to the area above it, next to it, or below it? Well, these are areas that need to be treated as well. And we tend to, you know, our techs that do this, or our staff that does this, really help blend the area because we know that if you just attack one area with CoolSculpting, you are going to have an issue and you have to prepare patients for that.
And, you know, and with that said, I'm just going to interrupt you for a second because this is very important. The people that do this procedure. Now, Dr. Lakey and I don't do the CoolSculpting procedure for you. They're actually trained techs that do this. Now, what I loved about Zeltiq and now Allergan and AbbVie, they have what's called CoolSculpting University. We send our individual that's in our office to go to this so-called boot camp of CoolSculpting. And it's a weekend of just, you learn how to do it. You learn how to do it right. You talk about complications, how to set the patient's expectations, basically from A to Z. And how it works is when a patient comes to our office, it's not someone who's never done this before, because that's when you come and have these complications. Now, obviously complications can happen and I'm going to have John just talk about the rest of them as well. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is, and they've talked to us about this because again, we've given many lectures about CoolSculpting, is it's got to be done right. The plan has to be done right. So if you take a lot of fat from one area, you don't from the other, just like he said, you're going to get contour irregularities. And the other very important thing is post-procedure massage. And a lot of people, and there's a lot of actual data behind this, that if the the massage isn't done properly, that's when you end up having more complications and exactly what we're going to talk about, which is PAH, paradoxical adipose hyperplasia. Mm-hmm. But keep going about the contour irregularities and the other stuff.
Yeah, listen, I think...
Make sure they went to Cool Sculpting University.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, make sure that you're, you know, wherever you're going, the team is well-trained. They know how to handle some of the complications and they also discuss the plan for smoothing out certain areas. I mean, if you come in with a large amount of fat, be prepared that there are going to be some contour irregularities unless there's an appropriate plan. And so,
always make sure. And the way we do it is pictures, weight, and measurements. Mm-hmm. Very important, guys, because it's very easy to come back and say, oh my God, you botched me. But if something was there before, It has nothing to do with the procedure. And that kind of comes down to the same thing of people claiming all of these things that happen. We are experts and we do see a lot of crazy lawsuits that are thrown out at procedures and machines. And they put them on our desk and we look at them and we're like, well, this doesn't make sense. She had it beforehand. So, you know, it's important for you, if you're having this procedure, make sure you have pre-pictures, make sure you get measured, and make sure you get weighed, because I'll never forget one of the first patients we ever had, this man who came in and ended up doing, you know, we were new in practice, we just started this machine, we were so excited, someone bought like 10 cycles, spaced them out like two different times, looked phenomenal, we took his after pictures, then he came 6 months later, he goes, look at me, I look horrible. We put him on the weight, we put him on the scale, and he gained 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All bets are off, guys. Yeah. It's, you can't think that you're going to go and eat burgers and fries every day after doing Cool Sculpting and say, oh, I did Cool Sculpting, it's okay.
Yeah, that's where pictures really help. Pictures and measurements, and like you said, weight. I mean, you take those three variables and you compare them 6 weeks later. And if there's, you know, again, if your weight goes up and the circumference of your abdomen goes up, I mean, obviously, you have gained some weight. This isn't from the procedure. Now, where it is a little different. Now, remember, if we're looking at the 2020 stats from the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, it, you know, as far as non-invasive, you know, fat reduction techniques, including Cool Sculpting and some of the heat-based technologies as well, though. But you've got 360,000 procedures, you know, different patients a year. That's not including each one getting two areas or five areas. And when you look at the paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, which is such a small component as a complication, you know, obviously, if you're part of the 1% or 2%, it feels like 100%, but that is...
You hear that? He said 1%, guys. Mm-hmm. 1% of people that get this, get this procedure, have this complication.
Now, what exactly is it? Essentially where the applicator was, and it's most common in the lower abdomen. It's, you know, it's, I don't know that it's really been reported in arms or neck or anywhere else.
I mean, everything we've ever seen, and we'll talk about it because we've actually treated it, but I've never personally seen it anywhere other than the lower abdomen.
Yes.
And all the articles that I've written, I mean, or read about it, have always talked about lower abdomen.
Yes. And what happens is instead of reducing the size of those fat cells and eliminating them, as I said, it bring, you know, the cold brings the cell to the point of no return. It turns on programmed cell death called apoptosis. Then your immune system clears it. Paradoxical adipose hyperplasia actually does the reverse. What it does is, for some reason, which is still unbeknownst to us, the fat cell grows. And so it almost looks in that area where the applicator was like a big stick of butter. You know, this is, you know, what can happen. And can it cause this type of irregular? Yeah, it's very rare.
And it gets very hard and it's very easy to diagnose. And and the treatment, and this is something that we've been referred patients from all over town to fix, mostly med spas that don't have plastic surgeons, is just liposuction. Mm-hmm. So when you liposuction that area, it fixes it. And it fixes it really pretty quickly.
And you know what the amazing part is? The company actually pays for it.
Uh-huh. We hope you're enjoying this episode. If you'd like more information about our practice, you can check out our Instagram. It's PlasticsDocs, PlasticsDocs on Instagram for more information.
Dr. Daniel Poor and I will be back after a quick break.
V
this is what we're talking about. So for Linda Evangelista, when she's saying, oh my gosh, I was butchered. I don't even look like myself. You have to understand the likelihood, let's say she had 20 treatments, 10 treatments, 5 treatments. The likelihood is really that only one of those in the lower abdomen or two in the lower abdomen really caused this issue. And the company pays to have you undergo liposuction. Now, listen, I understand the inconvenience of having a procedure and you've got some downtime and things like that. But the idea is that likely the surgery afterwards is what created some of the contour irregularities that you can't recognize yourself, because you probably have extra skin. And that's the issue. Listen, am I condoning, AbbVie and Cool Sculpting? And listen, everyone who undergoes this procedure should know the relative risk. And, listen, when something happens on such a rare basis, that's like you going to the grocery store, 1,000 people going to the grocery store, And everybody picks up the same box of crackers, and a few people develop an allergy from those crackers. Well, I don't know that we could pull everything off the shelves, because you're going to find that anywhere. You're going to find that with almost anything. Now, this is an elective procedure that you are choosing to do. We are looking at an alternative to surgery, which likely could have fixed the entire problem. And so you have to realize, you have to at least, have those expectations. We have to set that level of expectations.
And that's the important thing. You got to set them. And if you don't set them, it's just like, it's just as simple as you come in for lip filler. When you come in for lip filler, we will tell you, you may get bruised. You may look like someone punched you in the face, because we're putting a needle in your lip.
And we don't have x-ray vision.
And how often does that happen? Rarely. It doesn't happen that often, because if it did, no one would get their lips filled. Mm-hmm. But people still do it. And sometimes you get that. Sometimes you even get necrosis. Again, yep. Thank God it's never happened to us. But these things can happen. There are risks with everything. There's risk with running on a treadmill. You know what I mean? It's you take these risks. But interestingly enough, we have had this machine for 10 years. And I can honestly say, we have never had one. Now, I'm going to knock on something. We've never had a paradoxical adipose hyperplasia we've had to treat. We've done probably thousands upon thousands, maybe tens of thousands of cycles in this office. If it happens to you, I got to tell you, it's unlucky. And the funniest part about all of this is our original Cool Sculpting rep, the district manager, whatever, director of all, he ended up getting it.
Yeah.
And we ended up fixing it.
Yes.
We didn't treat him.
Yes.
And the funny
Very
part
ironic.
About it is, it's the irony behind, he doesn't work for them anymore, but it's interesting because he went and did it, and he sent a text to both of us saying, wouldn't you know it, I got this out of all the people. Mm-hmm. Now, I think he also got treated with Cool Sculpting like 4,000 times. So if you get treated enough, I think you're going to get it. But it's fixed. And he looks fine, and life goes on.
Yeah.
You can't make a mountain out of a molehill every time. And every little thing that happens, and I'm sorry about this with Linda Evangelista, it's a shame that it happened, but liposuction can fix it. And if she didn't get it fixed, or like Dr. Lake, you just said, if it made it worse, that is a little bit of the planning that was kind of went disarray.
Sure.
Again, it's something that works very effectively. It works so effectively that we bought the Cool Sculpting Elite. We have a dedicated room for it.
We have two machines.
And we have a dedicated person that runs it all day long. And if I tell you, if you wanted to get an appointment with us, probably would be booked out a couple weeks. So if it was so bad, then how could it still be going? And that's what I like to tell people. If something is awful, it will get pulled. And you'll never be able to use it again. But
especially
this
with today's media and things like that, it's like a bad restaurant. You know, after something opens and all of a sudden you've got 4 bad reviews, the restaurant's done. I mean, that's what he's saying is this type of technology has been a standby. It's a classic,
and it was bought by Allergan for over $1 billion. So remember, you have to look at certain things and say, if this was so awful, why would such a monster of a company come buy it? No, it's a beautiful revenue generator for most practices. However, the reason it it because it works. If it didn't work, and I'll tell you, we have a bunch of machines. Thank God we've been good with most of them. But the ones that don't work, believe me, we don't use them. We just put them to the side and say, okay, that was a strikeout. They promised us everything and it ended up doing nothing. And I'm not going to call these out because there's a ton of them. And technology doesn't necessarily do what it's promised to do. But I will say that CoolSculpting is the opposite. I think it works very well. I don't get paid by them at all anymore to speak for them because there's really no time in our lives. But it's a very effective way to get rid of fat cells. Never like liposuction. Hear me out 1,000 times. It's never like liposuction.
And remember, you're born with billions of fat cells. If we destroy hundreds of thousands or even millions, you still have plenty left. So the idea is that, again, as you had iterated before, this isn't a weight loss procedure. This is you maintain, we'll take care of the tough areas that you can't get rid of. And then, you have to move forward from there.
And if I was going to give the listeners here a couple take-home messages about CoolSculpting, because it's one of those procedures that everyone knows about. This is what it would be. Number one, remember like what Dr. Lakey said and what I said earlier, it's not a weight loss procedure. It is to treat diet and exercise resistant fat. I would not go in and treat my whole body. I would do liposuction unless you really can't do it, unless meaning you don't have the time.
Or not a candidate.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is I would go somewhere where they have a long-standing track record of having this machine. Not some little hole-in-the-wall med spa that has one guy doing 17 procedures and is like just trying to make as much money as they can. Because if you do have a complication, you want that practice to be able to take care of it. Mm-hmm. I have been referred from all over, from all over, Orange County, San Diego, Fresno, from places that are med spas that do this procedure, but then they get what's called PAH, and they can't fix it. And we prefer to take care of our own patients. And then lastly, go somewhere where they're going to be honest with you. They're going to say, hey, listen, maybe this isn't a good idea for you. You need to go lose some weight. And it's tough to be very blunt with people and tell them that, but it's for your good. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, remember, very important, pictures, measurements, and weigh yourself. These things are important because at the end of the day, you want a very, very, very objective measurement on whether or not this worked. Mm-hmm. For you to look in the mirror and tell me, I think I look better, or I don't look better. You know how many people have told me that? And then I take a picture and put it next to them and they're like, wow. You forget what you looked like before. Mm-hmm. It happens to all of us. I forget how good I looked 20 years ago, believe me. Okay. When I look at a picture, it says, wow, man, I got older. So those are the things you need to understand. And then lastly, remember, complications can happen. But if you're going into something with a complication rate of 1%, chances are if it happens to you, you just got unlucky. And life goes on. This is not something that's going to disfigure you. I promise you, it's not a disfiguring procedure.
Yeah. I always like the idea of when I go somewhere to have options. And a practice that has options should make you feel a little more comfortable because it's not my only machine that I'm trying to jam down your throat. This is an option that may work for you. Is it the best option? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give you multiple choices. I'll give you my recommendation, or we will give our recommendation of what we think is the best. And then you choose from there. We're going to give you percentages. We're going to give you likely outcomes, things like that. Can we list out every single complication that could happen? Well, I mean, I don't know that anyone does that. I mean, but by that time you scare everybody away. It's not that you're being deceitful, but it's so unlikely to develop some of these things. I mean, that it's just, you know, I want you to be educated by this podcast and say this. We'll give you the Cliff Note version. CoolSculpting is an alternative for exercise and diet resistant fat loss. The treatments would take 35 minutes. Sometimes with a new CoolSculpting Elite, you have two different paddles or applicators, so you can do two areas in 35 minutes. It will reduce on average 20 to 25% of whatever fits inside that applicator. It does not mean it automatically reduces 25% all the way around your abdomen or belly. So you know that you may need multiple sessions. You will start to see the results usually around 3-4 weeks, but the final results still take, 3 months. And again, go to a reputable facility that has options, because I think that, you're going to get an honest opinion of what is going to be best for you. And then you choose whether or not you want to use it.
Yeah. And one last thing that I know we didn't talk about, and everyone wants to always know, does it hurt? interestingly enough, when you do this procedure in our room that we have set up, it's actually a dedicated Cool Sculpting room. We have a television with everything you need, from Netflix to Amazon to everything, basically. You put the applicator on for the first maybe 1 minute. When it's sucking in the fat, people say it feels tiny bit uncomfortable and very, very cold. Mm-hmm. Then it freezes, and once it freezes, it becomes completely numb. And you just watch your show, and then you massage it out and move on. Now, after you have the treatment, you may have some bruising. You may have some numbness and tingling. And for some very, very, very rare individuals, you may have a little bit of nerve pain in that area. And if you do, we treat you with a medicine called Neurontin. Normally after a couple of weeks, this is gone anyways. Mm-hmm. But those are the super sensitive individuals, and that's okay, because some people are. I call myself a butterfly. and I think that in general, out of all the procedures we do, this is really not painful.
Yeah.
And that's why people want to do it, because they're scared to do everything else.
Yep. I agree.
I hope we answered all your questions.
Yeah, listen, thank you so much for listening to us. I hope that at least we kind of laid it out for you. And again, no disrespect to Linda Evangelista. I think this has been blown out of proportion, and this type of complication is incredibly rare, unfortunate, but incredibly rare.
Don't get sucked into the media. Yeah. Always go to experts regarding any procedure, whether there's complications or quote unquote botched jobs or not, because some of them are really blown out of proportion.
Definitely. Well, listen, thanks again. Remember, this is Forever Young. I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielpour.
And we'll see you next time.
You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. From iHeartRadio, Forever Young is a Cavalry Audio Golden Hippo production. We are produced by Brandon Morgan. Josh Windisch does our editing and mixing.
Payman and I serve as executive producers, along with Dana Brunetti and Keegan Rosenberger.